Okay, so I figured the best thing would be is to start with the simonim that we have, the mnemonic that they made. You know, some say it's Rashi, some say it's Tosfos. Not known for sure who the source is, you know, of that mnemonic, that simon that we have, you know, that it says Kadesh, Berchatz, you know, the sing song. Just like I do with my kids, you know, at the Seder, and each one, they expect the next excellent simon to have a basis to how to go through, and since it's supposed to be halachas of the Seder, I think that would be the best way to do it. I would begin by saying that probably the best thing is to, of course, have everything ready before you sit down to the Seder, you know. And that's the halacha, what's brought down, that we all know the reason magdimim the mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. You do it as soon as you can, as you possibly can. And the same thing here. The mitzvah is start seitzah kachodim, the mitzvah of Kiddush, just like Kiddush, especially the Pesach night, seitzah kachodim, that's one of the abakosas, and they all start at seitz. It's not like on Shabbos, like you could be mosif ala Shabbos, you know, but here part of the Seder is the first coast, and the first coast is the Kiddush. So basically, if it, you try to have the whole Seder table ready, so when you come home from shul, you know, it should be also done with chatchila, which most shuls do, even though during the year they might not, like Shabbos, we all know, in early Shabbos, whatever. But here, you, almost all shuls, I would say, have the minig that they start Maariv at Seitz in order to make sure that everybody comes home at that time. And of course, like always, when they call out on Shabbos for Kriya Shema, to repeat it again in case they do it too early. So basically, we all know that Maish's psak that you should try at least 15 minutes, that would be the best, 15 minutes to be safe after Shkia, which is 20 minutes after light candles. So you then after lighting candles, which is 20 minutes, and then comes Shkia, so 15 minutes from 5:00, from then, that's it. And that's the chatchila, the time to do it, you know, as far as Kriya Shema. So again, in case the shul, let's say they began Maariv before Tzeis, so Kriya Shema, they finished Maariv at Tzeis, but they didn't do Kriya Shema, so they would have to repeat it again, even if they don't mention that. And therefore that should be first, and then so you can come home and have the Seder right away. Okay. Right, it's Tzeis HaKachavim, you know, Ramesh is sack, basically, that's the best thing to do. Okay, so now we're at the Seder table. Hopefully if everything is all ready, and if not, of course, I don't have to tell you. You got to get it ready. So after we have it set up, so then we're starting Kadesh, like I said, the mnemonic. It's a 15-step mnemonic. You have other interesting 15, you know, that number, you know, the 15 steps by the base of Migdash, you know. So that's, you know, school edicta number also, they say, you know, Tesla, and Ka, Yud-K, you know, as far as Kabbalah, Inyanim. And therefore, so Kadesh is the first simen, and that's Kiddush, stands for Kiddush, of course, Kadesh, Kiddush. And basically, as far as Kiddush is concerned, Chatchila, as brought down other times also, even by Shabbos, they say that, you know, you look at the candles before Kiddush, and one of the time I'm given is that the Gemara, the famous Gemara, that says that if you walk too hasty during the week, any time, so what happens? It takes 1/500th of the light of the eyes. No, and they say it's borne out, you know, and by science, whatever, but of course we don't need a riot from the science anyway, you know, but if since they say so I'm just mentioning that. But the point is that how to get it back, so the Gemara says, Kedusha de Beis Shimsha, you know, so Amshad is Kiddush by Friday night. Shabbos brings back the eye, that the light of the eye, so to speak, that was lost from that running during the week or whatever. And so some say also that looking at those candles, you know, before the Kiddush begins, is another pshat also for that. And when you begin the Kiddush, of course, it's also brought when you begin the bracha, Birchas HaYayin, to look at the Yayin. Also Segula, brought down also. And when you reach the Shem, from the Shem Hashem, to lift up the kos. The same, and that's a general rule, v'chatchila in all brachos of Birchas HaNanyin, when you make a motzi, which Mirtz Hashem by the state tonight also, v'chatchila to pick up, you know, just like you hold the chalitz by the motzi, but when you come to Birchat HaShem, to lift the chalitz up also, v'chatchila is also the brought down. And of course, when this year comes out that it's a weekday, the Kiddush on the Monday night and Tuesday night, the Sedarim. So as far as the shear of the kos, which you also mentioned, you know, how much, when you have to have a revir, right? We all know that's true for any time. The chatchila for the Birchas HaMitzvah, you have to have a revir of wine or any bracha that you have the liquid to drink from. So how much is revius? So I guess all is well known already that Kol Dodi, when he figures it out, the Shiurim, says that 3 ounces is a revius. And that's important to know really every single day, because as we all know, when you make a bracha on liquid in general, in order to make a bracha achron on that liquid, let's say you're drinking even water, and you have to make a bracha in the afterwards, you're not allowed to make a bracha achron unless you had a sheer revius. You drank a shear of it. We all know the klal gadol. In order to make a bracha rishona, a mashavu, you drink, or you eat or drink a drop of whatever you're eating or drinking, you have to make a bracha. But to make a bracha achrona, then you need a certain amount. So in general, as far as liquid, you need a revius. This 3 ounces comes into play not only the seder night, any time, in order to make that bracha achrona. We should also mention, of course, that there's a shear in what amount of time you have to make that bracha achrona. So l'chatchila, you're supposed to do it the shias revius, the time it takes to drink a revius. Now, Reb Meisha held that 30 seconds, which is not really a problem when you think of it, 3 ounces, 12-ounce can, a third of that can, you know, when you're thirsty, no problem whatsoever drinking that that amount. So l'chatchila, you're supposed to drink it within a half a minute, that reveals. And that applies also, of course, coming back to our Kiddush here for the Seder. One should also mention that there's one exception to that Shia, which because Friday night, that Kiddush is a Doraisa. When it's not Friday night, it's only the Rabbanim, like we're having this year. But let's say if it would be Friday night, it's brought down in Kol Dodi, since a Doraisa, you should be machnia and make sure not to go with 3 ounces, you should go with about 4.5 ounces. To be exact, if you look it up, then you're going to tell me I didn't say 4.42 ounces is what he brings. So just basically 4.5. Baruch Hashem, as in general, I can tell you, you don't have that problem. Usually the kosos, what I see, the regular kosos that you buy in the stores, that they have like 5 ounces in general. I'm not saying can never, but even for the Raisa Shia, you know, you wouldn't have that problem.
Yes.
As far as Kiddush, the mitzvah, the Raisa of the mitzvah of Kiddush. So if it's Friday night, the mitzvah of Kiddush, Shabbos night is the Raisa. Whereas any other time, Kiddush is only the Rabbanu. So therefore, since it's the difference between, as we know in general, the Rabbanan Lekula, the Raisa Lekumra, general rule, so therefore, the Kol Dodi says he can go with the smaller Shia, and that would be 3 ounces, but if it's Friday night, just go with the 4.42 ounces, you know, which is good to know during the whole year also. So that's what should be done as far as the shear of the kos. Now, as far as drinking it, as far, like we said, l'chatchila, you should drink the whole revius at least. You know, that's l'chatchila. If God forbid you didn't, so at least rove. You know, so I'm speaking for more of a person, let's say, that's elderly or sick, chas v'shalom. So if he can, he should really drink rove of that revius. And if he cannot even do that, at least a mole lugmot, it's called. meaning a cheekful. And again, the kol dodi, how much is that? That would be, well, rove, I don't have to say, you know, just 3/4 of the 3 ounce. Here, rove is 1 ounce. 1 ounce at the least should be, yeah, in order to be yotze the mitzvah b'de'evet, you know. So that's basically the first coast, which is kiddush. And as we all know, in general, you know, on these eating, except for morrow, which will come to Yetz Hashem, you're supposed to lean on the left side when you're drinking, you know. If you didn't lean, so therefore it works like this, that if the Eved you didn't lean, so it comes to any of the kosos, number one, number two, number four, you don't do it again. There is a way for number one, you could do it again, if what? If you had kavana, a t'nai like this, that if you remember, hopefully, all these things, you know, that's why we all know you have to do chazara and all things. You know? And the point is to have in mind like this, that you say that if I don't, if I forget, or if I want to drink more after the kiddush of the first coast, I have in mind that I want to do that. That, and if you have that kavana for the first coast, it'll take care of that. On the second coast, you don't need that kavana. Why? Since the second coast comes by the suda, because there's a machloikis of what the gezeiros are, why you're not allowed to drink the again if you drank it already. So, but on the second coast, since it's during the suda, and suda you drink, you know, that comes with the meal, so therefore you don't have a problem of, let's say, one of the gezeiros, kmosif alakosos. But as far as 3rd and 4th coast, that kavana, like I said before, won't help for the first coast, because there's a shikrit problem, as it brought down in the shittas in Shulchan Aruch. So again, that would be, again, the best thing is not to forget and lean for that coast in order to be yosi. Okay. Then after the kadesh, you know, please just interrupt if I'm not making myself clear, anybody, you know, that's more important. So after kadesh, you know, then we have urchat. Washing, right? So this washing, as we all know, is different than any other time. Why? Because basically you wash exactly like you wash on bread, except what are you washing here for? A vegetable that's wet, because you're dipping it in the salt water, the karpas in the mei melach. Now, the point is, here also, interestingly enough, you know, this is true for a whole year. Probably you all heard about, you know, the point that the truth is, if you eat a wet vegetable or fruit during the whole year, actually you have to wash, just like you're washing on Seder night. The lechatchila, you're supposed to wash. And again, it's the same thing as bread. The only difference is, just like on the Seder night, no bracha was mitzaken fruit. Since it's a machloikis, you know, and you always have the klal gadol. So if it bracha lehokel. If you're not sure, you don't do it. You know, when you hear it's halacha like that, you don't make the bracha on it. So that's the point here, that it's not only really here, but any time that you have a wet vegetable or fruit, you're supposed to chachila wash, but without a bracha. Okay, then we wash. And again here, chachila, you're not supposed to talk, just like by bread, till after you finish, just like by bread, you finish the first bite. Same thing here, after you finish the first bite of the karpas. An important point to remember is, you know, especially kids, they, oh, I like it, you know, whatever your karpas might be. Again, here also, the best thing to use is celery. Why? Because here also, as far as what is the best vegetable to use, the point is to be yotze all the shittas and to make sure you're using something. It should be a raw vegetable that you can eat, raw, you know, of course. You know, because that's the ruah. It shouldn't be cooked. It shouldn't be a cooked vegetable, lechatchila. Now, another point you got to remember here is also, dafka, it has to be less than a kazayas. That's why I got it with the kids, you know. But it has to be that you're eating less than a kazayas. Why? Here, in the Seder, if you eat more than a kazayas, you're putting yourself into a suffek bracha achrona. Whether or not you have to make a bracha, and you know all the time, another general rule, you don't put yourself into suffolk if you don't have to, of course. So here also, dafka, this karpas has to be eaten less than the kazayas, which, you know, an olive size. In a general rule, 1 ounce is basically one ounce as far as weight is basically a zayin. But you could tell, you know, you for sure. Let's say if you're using the best thing, celery would be. That's the machatzis shekel. He says clearly, celery has for sure uchaladei siyotze with for karpas. And therefore, you have to just eat a little piece to make sure it's less than an olive size. Another thing to remember is when you make this bracha borei pri adama on this karpas, you should have in mind to be yotze with this bracha for the maror of later on. And again, why is it? Because it'll be a suffix whether or not you have to make a bracha borei pri adama on that maror again. If it's not included in this bracha, it's a suffix whether or not you have to make with all the hefsik and hesach hadas. And the same thing with the suffix bracha, bracha achron, why you have to eat less than the kazayas. So the point is that when you, it's good to, which I do in my family, you know, when you come to these things, it's always good, you know, before you do anything, to explain to the people at the Seder, you know, what you're doing, you know, like any time, you know, so they can enjoy it more and not come, you know, after you're starting doing, oh, you know, everybody's talking, what happened here, you know. It's a good idea, you know, I don't have to tell you, you know, to explain to everybody what before. And same thing here, what you're going to do. If, let's say they're going to be yosa in general, just like the yosa with your kiddush, they might also, probably the best way is to be yosa with your bracha and you could be motzi them. So therefore, the same thing here also, you should explain to them that, remember, this bracha, borei pri adama, is you're supposed to be having kavana for the borei pri adama on the maror that we're going to eat later also, Yetz Hashem, so you don't come into any suffering bracha. Of course, if you don't, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Why is celery again?
Oh, celery, because that's an example of a vegetable, and it has to be a yerek. So therefore, something leafy, to be yotze again, I'm, you know, regalachas, you know, to get all the shittas, but to be yotze, all the kula alma, lo pliga, that they would be murdered, this is good, because a leafy vegetable, something that has a leafy part in it, and also that's not cooked, that could be eaten raw. That would be yotze all the days. I'll mention anyway, just in case it's a Baruch Hashem, we live in at least, you know, we have that bracha. You know, I don't think it's a problem to get, but let's say sometimes after, oh, I forgot this. Cabbage would be another example of something you could eat. You know, the lettuce would not be good. Why? As we all know, you know, some lettuce could be the moro. So chachilis have to have karpas and not moro now. Then you go into other problems. You'd be yoisi moro, you know. So therefore, that's why they bring down that's the best, you know. And therefore, to have in mind for that bracha. Again, if you don't, it's going to be a suffix anyway. So of course you wouldn't make another bracha by the mara later on, you know, an abori pri adama, because you're, you know, suffering. But l'chatchila, that's the way to be yotze everything, to have in mind before you have that karpas bracha to make the abori pri adama that's going on the mara. Okay, so we have to, of course,
so
the karpas.
So one may have used potatoes. This whole
potatoes.
It would be better to switch to celery.
Yes, it would be better. Very good. The koldo, the yorkasha, nothing, the Rosh Hashiva, actually, asked yorkasha, you know, why, you know, chayr in Rus, you know. So he says, probably, which we understand from history, you know, the ones we, like that's, now you'll see what I mean also by the bracha we have in our land that we have available. We should only use it the right way and, you know, for good things, to appreciate it. But then he says to him, it would appear that that's all they could get. Just like we know tomatoes they couldn't have. They could not, what else, if they can't have anything else, so the b'de'evet, you know, so they use that. They use the potatoes. Celery, they might not have even ever saw a celery, even if the rich people might not have even seen that. Just like we know tomatoes, you know, and things like that, you know. Mr. Gross here tells me
something. It became more popular,
you know,
when it came over here.
Very good. Right, and they're so used to it, you mean? I'm jumping the gun. What do you mean? Go ahead.
Maybe, yeah, they came over, they were so poor, you know.
Also, you mean even the...
The most thing that was the most abundant.
True,
and,
right,
you know,
right.
Something leafy
right.
Might be much more expensive.
Right. But the Rosh Hashiva is even saying, and then they probably, a good time, but probably they didn't even have it.
They didn't have it.
That's what they had in Europe. Yeah. Potatoes, like you're saying, a staple. They didn't have these fancy, so we don't think of it as fancy, but to them it would be, whoa, you know, what is that, you know. I remember a common story, bananas. When they first saw it, they didn't even know what it was, you know. like other vegetables, I'm sure. But that's the time he asked the question. Says that probably would be the reason why you had to tell me this come, you know, that we, you know, because they didn't have anything else. But, no. Okay, then we have after Karpas Yachat, famous, yeah, you know, breaking the middle matzah, you know, like they call it Kohen Levi Yisrael, they call it whatever it is called. And so when you break it, now, one we all know is that's the prusa that you keep by the Seder and you show and you're going to do the whole Achma Anya, you know, prusa, you know, it's not whole. Now, what do you do with the other half? We all know the Afrikaimen. The kids enjoy this, maybe, for sure, one of them, maybe the most. You know, they're always looking forward to see, okay, where is that being put, you know, so they can grab it, right? To keep them interested, of course, one of the reasons. So therefore, you take the larger one that's supposed to be for the Afrikaimen, for the mitzvah, you know. And also, we can understand why, because the smaller one, it's more anya. Or lachma anya, you know, that's why that's more the prusa that you want. So therefore, you wrap up, you know, and of course, the svardim, the beautiful minig they have, you know, some Ashkenazim too. You know, sometimes we got for good also, you know, they put it on their shoulder and they say the pasuk like they carry it on their shoulder from Mitzrayim, you know, al shechman, you know, some they do it like that and then they sit down again. Okay, and then they lift the prusa, or lachma anya. And they, you know, you lift it just like it says in the Haggadahs. And afterwards, you put it back underneath, in between, you know. Because now what comes after the Yachatz? Magid. That's the Haggadah. You start, so to speak, the gist of the Haggadah, the actual retelling, which starts with the Manishtana. And we should just mention that one more thing before the Manishtana begins is this is when you pour the second coast. You know, which was the first course was done. Now is when, and again, why before Manishtana? Again, to get the kids, a lot of the things, you know, to get the kids questioning. You know, we know a lot of the things done on the Haggadah, you know, generation to generation, to get their interest, so they'll be involved more. So therefore, that's what we do right before the Manishtana. We fill up the second course. Okay, and then, of course, Manishtana. If they ask, you know, this is why... So what are they going to ask? Which question? Which one?
Why
and felt? Very good. Okay. We're filling it up now because, you know, in general, we don't have the kiddush. We're not filling up wine and everything. We're filling it up because four kosos we have for the geula, the shana to geula. Utseitzi, hitzalti, goalti, v'lakachti. You know, then you go in. You know, Hashem, see how we appreciate, just like Hashem. You know, you could fill in more also, you know, but you know how it goes. And just like Hashem is going to redeem us again, you know, and we have to be appreciative and do what He wants us to so we can be worthy, just like in Mitzrayim, again, to be the Meher of Yameinu, redeemed again with Mashiach. So you're going to help out, you know, you tell your kids, you know, by participating and doing the mitzvahs of the Seder too. You know. And then, of course, the Manishtana. And then when that begins, afterwards, you ask the questions and you begin the answer, the Manishtana answer, so then you take that prusa that you had in the middle and you covered it and you put it on top again to because one, the Mishnah says that another pshat in Anya is she'oinen alav dvarim. The Haggadah goes on this and that's the yikar, that's the prusa that you show me. Okay, then the main thing is the basic Haggadah. We should also mention a general rule that we all know one of the reasons that we covered the challahs, let's say, on Kiddush anytime is because it shouldn't be embarrassed. Because technically, we all know a rule, which comes first as far as bracha. If you have drinking wine and you're having a mezonos even, or bread, right, your bread comes first. So now, if let's say for the Kiddush, we're taking the wine before the bread. So it's a busha. And you can answer, you know, one of the, you know, just like we learned had in Chumash recently, you know, the mizbeach and everything. There was a keves, not on steps, in order not to, so to speak, mavayish, you know, so to speak, if it was steps, you know, with the erva, more not sneer stick. So, and like the famous Chazal that Rashi brings, the kal v'chomer, if you see inanimate things in a way, you're showing that you shouldn't embarrass them. A kal v'chomer, you should learn on human beings how we have to feel concern for the other's embarrassment, you know, like we all know. So therefore, the same thing here in general rule is that you cover it, if you're taking you know, like the wine for Kiddush. Why am I mentioning it now also? Because that's what's going to come out in the Haggadah too. That, let's say, when you pick up the wine at certain places that it's written in the Haggadah, the Hisha'amda, by the Halil, you know, we split the Halil before the meal and after the meal, because the first Halil goes on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the second Halil on the future redemption, you know, when we open the doors of Eliyahu. So when we take L'chatchila, which we're mentioning now, L'chatchila is supposed to lift the coast when you say Halil at the state of the Hisham Dabai, because the Gemara says, we learned it from Einar Mimshira El Al Yayin, the base of Migdash, that's when the Nisach Hayayin was, they said Shira on it. So here also, Mayain the base of Migdash also, that when we say a Shira or Kiddush, now, of course, with lifting the wine, but any kind of Shira, Shevach Takosh Baruch Hu, with that bracha, we lift the wine. So when we do that, we're supposed to cover again that prusa. So how do we do it? We take the prusa and put it in between again. Till we put down the wine or we finish the wine, then we can bring the prusa on top again after that. Okay, and that's basically the Haggadah. We should mention also an important point, that the famous Amar Rabban Gamliel, Kol Mishlo Amar Shlosh Advar Malalu B'Pesach, Lo Yatzadei Chavoso, Pesach Matzah Marah, so it's brought down, like in Mishabru and other Paiskim, that here it's very important, and if the women have, you know, they're busy, Baruch Hashem, without them we couldn't have a Seder like we do also, we appreciate it also, they give us time to do our job, and they do our job, we're the equal partners. That's why they share in the schar also. You know, we could share in the schar too, whatever they have. So the point is that it should be noted that if, let's say, they don't have time because they're doing something, sometimes they have all prayer, but if they're doing, the best thing is they should do it after the Manishtan and the beginning of the Haggadah, because by Omar Rabban Gamliel, they're chayy for that Haggadah part. You know, it's very important, because you can see what Rabban Gamliel said. If you don't say these three things, they're not yotzes. So from there, it's more important for them to come. So if they have to do something and there's a choice, they should be told, you know, that better to do it at the beginning of the Haggadah and not when you get to Rabban Gamliel, to make more sure, or call them in, you know, and then they could go back when the Shulchan Aruch starts. Okay, so Magid, then of course, after Magid and Magid, the before the Suda, that ends the second coast when we lift the wine to say the second bracha. And again, like we mentioned already, we drink it after we make the bracha, we drink it leaning on the left side. Okay, now the point is, what's the next simen? Magid rachsa, washing again. But of course here, it's the washing for the matzah, for the meal, just like you wash on bread a whole year. And therefore, here we have to remember, it's the exact same washing, but we add the one thing, like here, we didn't add before, the bracha. Just like a regular washing. Here's where we make the bracha. Now here, it's a very good idea, you get caught up, you know. Again, like I said before, especially here, to explain, before you start any washing, to explain to the members of the Seder that's coming, guests or family members, what you're going to do, especially here also. Why? Because the point of Hefzik. As we all know, when you make a bracha, you know, so you have to, mostly before you make take your first bite, at least, you shouldn't talk. But here we're going to have another problem, that l'chadchila, you shouldn't be making a Hefzik or talking, unless it's a must for the Suda, you know, or for something that has to do with the halacha of the washing or eating. But otherwise, it could prevent it in general by explaining it to the people here of this point of not interrupting till after Korech. And what's the point? So you tell them that just like you're not allowed to interrupt from the time you wash till after you take a bite of the motzi, at least one bite and swallow it, here these brachas are going to go, first of all, the motzi matzi. You're making two brachas. You're making hamotzi lachem in the aretz, and the shekel shomer ben tzavis vano al achilas matzah, because it's the mitzvah of matzah. You know, just like you had in the Zman Beis HaMikdash with the Pesach offering, you had the matzah and the maror. No, that time it was all doraisa. Now we only have the matzah doraisa, for instance, and Haggadah is doraisa. Mitzvah Shem, because of Mamish, will have, again, those mitzvahs doraisa. But right now, the point is that, so therefore, these two brachas that you're making, they go on also the following items. They go on the till after you make the korech, that bracha. And the truth is, you have to have a mind for the afikoman too. Now, to that, of course, we're only human beings, you know, to have, not to interrupt till the afikoman. I mean, there are, I hear, gedolim that, you know, that do it, you know, we can all, but, you know, avada, you know, you're not a malach, you know, like, okay, you begin to hate. But, you know, sometimes, and you could also call it l'tzarech, sometimes you just have to speak, it's also l'tzarech the meal. But the point is, avada that far, we don't expect in general. But for sure, the kavana should be that the bracha goes on the afikoman too. You have to tell that, them that also. This bracha is going on all, just like you eat any bread during the meal, that matzah that you're eating at the end is also goes on that. And tell chatchila not to be mafsik unless you have to for these items that you're doing now, that you don't know what to do, chas v'shalom. So then, otherwise, you shouldn't make that hefsek. And therefore, so what do you do? So the point is, the best way to do it is, so you're ready after your washing. And of course, the minig is, you know, if you can, they bring it to you, the water, at least the Baal that was making the Seder, you know, because like a melech cheirus, you know, to be like. And therefore, afterwards, when you're making the bracha, of course, you hold all three matzahs that you have, you know, and you make the bracha, the first bracha, motzi lechem in the aretz. When you're up to the second one, you put down the bottom matzah. That bottom matzah, which is, remember, you have two holes and in the middle the prusa. Why are you putting it away? Because that's going to be the korech one. So therefore you put it down and put the eating at the end is also goes on that. And to l'chatchila not to be mafsik unless you have to for these items that you're doing now that you don't know what to do, chas v'shalom. So then otherwise you shouldn't make that hefsek. And therefore, so what do you do? So the point is, the best way to do it is, so you're ready after your washing. And of course, the minig is, you know, if you can, they bring it to you, the water, at least the Baal that was making the Seder, you know, because like a melech cheirus, you know, to be like. And therefore, afterwards, when you're making the bracha, of course, you hold all three matzahs that you have, you know, and you make the bracha, the first bracha, motzi lechem in the aretz. When you're up to the second one, you put down the bottom matzah. That bottom matzah, which is, remember, you have two holes and in the middle the prusa. Why are you putting it away? Because that's going to be the korech one. So therefore you put it down, and for the next bracha, which goes on that also, true, afikoman. But this way, you're not going to have any hefsek after the next bracha by the time of eating and, you know, putting it in your mouth. So therefore, for the second bracha, you're only holding the top two. And after you make that second bracha, of course, like always, you try not to interrupt, and you're trying to eat, which we mentioned before, for liquids, but we didn't, now is the time I'm mentioning in general, which is true a whole year. For salads, what you have to eat, l'chatchila, a kazayas, in order to make a bracha achrona, like we know. As far as washing, you have to eat two zeisim to make the bracha of washing. You have to wash anyway. But as far as making a bracha chrona, whether it's ala michya, if you're eating other solid foods like, you know, cakes or things, but if you're eating bread, stuff that you make a motzi and you make a benching afterwards, you have to eat a kazayas and how much of amount of time. So here, it's not a shiyas revias, which is for liquids. Here, it's for a salad, which they call kadei achiles pras. That means you have to eat it in the time. And to make a long story short, the what's brought down is chasam sefer shia between 2 and 9 minutes, and that's what's brought down in the Kol Dodi, you know, the Feinstein's Haggadah. So, of course, as we understand, you try, you know, if you can, you can try to do it in 2 minutes. You know, actually, it's not that difficult. You know, unless, especially if you're hungry. You know, which you should be. We all know. You know, that's why you don't stuff yourself before. You all the things you need for the Seder, but that's, you know, you have to think of that yourself. You know, but so you try for two. But even with the Eved, if you did it within 9 minutes, it's still after. But the point is, which you shouldn't have to worry about, if it's more than 9 minutes, then you can't even make a bracha achrona. If that kazayis you did longer than that. Now the point is, how much is a gazayas, right? So the gazayas is in general, it's good to know also in the whole year, again, that 1 ounce that I mentioned. And basically, if let's say you're eating bread, I'm just mentioning because it's, you know, it's not only a Seder night, it's good to know. One slice of bread is gazayas. Would be, you know, a general one middle slice of the pound of rye bread you ask for, that would be a zayas. And as far as matzah, it's like the cold dodi says, of course, he says 7 by 6 1/4 inches, but what is that basically? That comes out to one matzah of a machine matzah, if you're using the machine matzahs. If you're using the big, round, shmurah matzahs, a half a matzah would take care of a kazayas. That's basically the Rosh Hashivah Shia. You try, you know, to get it in that time between, like I said, 2 and 9, as fast as you can, you know, so without choking yourself, Chas V'Shalom.
But a normal,
yeah.
How many ounces is it?
1 ounce is a kazayas, basically. I should mention also that, of course, the best way is to give out. Everybody have their own, you know, matzahs in front of them, so therefore, you know, it helps as far as hefzik and things like that, you know, to the olam that's there. And this way, they'll be yotze with your bracha too, if they want to be. They can make if they have, you know, but the best thing would be to avoid problems, you know. Just like they each get their own coats, you know. You wouldn't have enough for yourself if they're going to take from you. So the point is, that's the point with here, as eating the matzah in this share of time, okay?
You don't have to give everybody a little.
Oh, very good. So, like I said, if, you know, they're yaitse with your brach and everything, so all they need is a mashahu from you. Very good. A mashahu, and then you still have, for sure, you'll have a gazayas. Because why? The top and bottom that you're having is like probably at least a zayas and a half. Because you have one hole, and so you'll still have enough, except you should have but it's good you brought that up also. Why? The best thing is to take it from the top. Why? You're supposed to chatchila take a zayas from each, the top and middle. Why? Because it's a suffix where the bracha goes on, the top or the middle. So yotze both sheet is, so therefore this way you'll have for sure from the bottom, and therefore take a little piece from the top one. So more than a half, a little, you know, just a tiny piece for each person they want to be, you know, take, and it's no problem. Then they can be mashlim, you know, finish it off this year with the matzahs you hand out to them, you know, before him.
So you need more than one time, and both the time in the middle.
Very good. Chatchila, you're supposed to, but very good. Also, the point is, both of them only has to be that zayas shear, you know, taken together. There has to be two zaysim, but what do I mean? Like the Kol Dodi says, here also comes into play the Drabbanan Lakula. Because if he takes the smaller shear here, why? Because since it's only Drabbanan this part, you know, so therefore he combines both two, the bottom and the top, in the kazayas. That'll be sufficient. So again, I should make it clear again, that top and bottom should be at least a half of a matzah altogether, and again you eat it in within that shear. A half, if you're, again you're using the big smurid. Right. So therefore, you'll have from both at least a zayas, you know. Okay, so then we had the motzi matzah, you know, those two brachas, and comes maror. Maror is of course whatever you're going to use, you know. So we know basically. I guess I'll begin by horseradish. If you're using that, everybody knows it. That's no problem as far as that being called maror, you know. The shear for that, again, is a zayas. You have to have at least an ounce, you know. You know, it's like a bowl, like about that big, you know, pure, if it's pure horseradish. And here you make the bracha, again, bracha, you know. And then you eat it right away. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned, you know, with the matzah, that also should be on the left side, leaning. Because that's part of the mitzvah of cheres and shir matzah. It should be all derech cheres. Here we have the exception. Maror, you don't, because it's not Adraba, this is the remembrance for the bitterness of the Keren. It's not the Derech Eretz, it's remembering your slavery, to keep in mind that you know, how we should appreciate what Hashem did for us, even now, that we're out of it, you know, all of that, continue, you know, and all the troubles, we should be out of that also, all of that, it's all over the world. So the point is that moror that we have in different ways, that to remind us than what we see now in different ways, the moror, like I just mentioned, and we should. So the point is that is not done with leaning. That adrab is not supposed to be with leaning, and therefore, so you eat it again in within that shear, within that 2 and 9 minute shear. Of course, now we should mention if you're using lettuce for whatever reason. So of course they talk about romaine lettuce is number one as far as choice. But the truth is, even iceberg lettuce, I guess everybody heard, like, you know, for instance, Rav Aaron Kotler, he held that lettuce was also considered, the point is what chazeres is in the Gemara. And he held that chazeres is even the regular lettuce also. So, you know, Aaron is a vada, good enough to be Saimichan. You know, but that, again, you know, choice-wise, you know. Especially years ago, I used to. Now it seems to be better, but romaine lettuce was terribly infested with the different worms and bugs. You know, now I hear it's better and what they can do. You know, but especially because of that, a lot more people did like Rav Aaron. You know, if again, of course, unless they're using the horseradish, because then they, you know. My father, Zazal, you know, from the old days, he used to have without grading it, you know. I mean, that's, of course, we forgot something else also, Mora and Charoses. I mean, Mamish is Sakana, the Gemara brings down, you know, as we all can understand why it's Sakana. So therefore, the Charoses is supposed to prevent any dangerous thing happening, which can happen, Chas v'Shalom, with Mora. So whatever Mora you're using, of course, you have to dip it into Charoses before you eat it and make the bracha, so it should be ready to be eaten like that. And as we said, no, there's no reason. You don't have, no reason. Just dip it in is good enough.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes if they want, you know when they want to do that. Sometimes, yeah. Because why? Because they feel that it's going to take away. They have too much, they're going to take away, you know, that's when, you know, for sure, but as long as you make sure that it's dipped in, you know, that's the major thing. And of course something got to be left, or else, you know, right, you know that, but again, even that, you could say also that once it's dipped in, that takes away. So really, you know, even if it's not left, you know, but you don't have to look to see, you know, so to speak. So, but the point is, for sure, you got to make sure it's dipped in, right? And before the bracha, so you don't have any hefsek again. You know, just like with melach, you dip it with the bread, and then during the year, so the chatzchili is supposed to dip it in before, not afterwards. So what I wanted to mention is, and this is also, of course, one of the manishtanas, the two dips in, the kapas and mei melach, and also the mara and charoses. That's the point we mentioned. Okay, so that takes care of the maror. Then the next simen, of course, is a korech that we mentioned. And korech is, of course, we call the sandwich, which is like the zechel and migdash kehillel, exbot and agada. In order, we do that to be yotzei, that what Hillel held, that's the way you have to eat, even now, the maror and matzah, right, together like a sandwich. So that's what we, and that's when we take that third bottom Yisrael matzah that we put away. This is when we take it and we put in the maror again and dip in the maror and charoses, even though still whatever maror you're going to use, and therefore make it a sandwich and give it out. And again, you have it ready and you eat it. And olgis, again, remember that's the chatchila, not make any hefstik if you try not to, to lift at least this korech sandwich. Okay, and of course afterwards is the next simon, the Shulchan Oreich, the Suda. Now one thing we should mention is very important, but it's forgotten sometimes, you know, with all the eating and everything, so sometimes you have that good meal from your wife, you know, and it's very important to remember to watch yourself, not to stuff yourself too much, or else you're going to have a problem with the afikoman later on. And one of the halachas of afikoman in Chas V'Shalom, you're not even yaitza. You know, sometimes, you know, and it's true, you could apply what the Shulchan Aruch says a whole year, like by Sholos Sudos. It gives a pasuk in Kehelet, Sechocha Meina Barosho. The Shulchan Aruch, Mechabe says that, you know, if a person's not careful, Sholos Sudos, we know, is a chiyuv also. Yechayev teach Sholos Sudos. Person stops himself two bowls of cholent, three bowls of cholent, the kiddush here, a kiddush there, and what happens when it comes to Sholos Sudos? You lose it. And Sholos Sudos is supposed to be on Lechem Mishnah, with fish at least, and nice Sholos Sudos, and that's lechatchila the way you're supposed to have it, and it's a yechayev to do that. So the point is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hechacham, like the Pasuk in Kehelet, Eina Barosho. Don't stuff yourself, you know, it's difficult, but remember that, like all, we're from Sarah Agra, no pain, no gain, you know. Imagine the schar you get, you know, that's one of the hardest things, a physical desire, you know, to stop yourself from, I'm not going to have that second bowl of cholen, or I'm not going to eat this delicious, another portion of what my wife made, because or else I'm going to have trouble with the afikoman, and etc., or the things that's coming afterwards, the other kosos. So therefore, I'm just mentioning a very important point, that to be careful about stuffing yourself then, and because of the afikoman. And what the halacha is there, from, like the Gemara says, it has to be eaten, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, al hasova. And that's why it's called afikoman. Afikoman is like the dessert, like the finishing touch. You know, like you have a great dessert coming out at the Viennese table. That's what the afikoman lechatchila is supposed to be to you also. Afikoman, especially that's the matzah, the mitzvah with the Korban Pesach. One, it's a suffix exactly what the afikoman is about. It's a mitzvah matzah, but some say it's even a zechel of Pesach itself. So alasogva means that after you're satisfied, this should be the finishing touch, that after that should complete it. Be satisfied with your meal, so to speak, and then eat the afikoman, like so to speak, that great dessert that you're looking forward to, and that is also eaten, not la achila gasa they call, but it has to be with a teyavon like that also. Like the Gemara says, there's always room for dessert, it's from the Gemara. Raful sumis shricha, the Gemara says. You know. So the point is to make sure you don't stuff yourself to be yotze the mitzvah, or else you're not chas v'shalom yotze the mitzvah. And in fact, that's the meaning of afikoman, what it stands for, afi, before us, the mine sweets, you know, like for the dessert. So therefore, the afikoman has to come last, you know, after the end of the Suda. And also, again, we're back to make sure, which, you know, when you get it from your kid, after the bribery, you know, whatever. So therefore, you have to eat it also kazayas, which, you, of course, you have. It's a bigger, remember, the bigger half. And you give, of course, again, the from the other pieces, and a mashahu from here, if they want, from the afikoman, which is to still have enough. Just make sure you give just a mashahu. And then you mash them with the other matzahs for this afikoman. What? Same share, very good. Right. I know what you're going to say, like you're seven right. And a thing, four, seven by four, but it's so small, I'm still saying, you know, to go into that inch, I'm not going to, you know, bug with it. Right. There is. But here, like he'll say 7 by 4 1/4 and 7 by 6 1/4. So if it's that, you know, technical, true, there is, you know, that 2-inch difference in the width only, you know. But basically, unless you're really going to go into it, but basically you could just put it as the same, you know, one hole by, technically again, like he's true. If you want to cut off that 2 inches on the width, okay, you know. But otherwise, again, just think of it one whole matzah of the machine and a half of the big round shmuris. That's enough for the afikoman.
Or is also a little less than...
No. Oh, because of a... Yeah, but it comes out like two-tenths of like an ounce, you know, whatever, you know. What? Right, lechatchila, he's supposed to write. Right, lechatchila, he should eat, he should be the one to eat the whole one. Like I said, there's a little over, and you know, so you can give over some, but if there's not, better to, they could take another matzah and also be for the afikoman. Most important thing, very good, you know, it's for him, lechatchila, that's lechatchila for him to do. And again, we should say, chas v'shalom, by mistake, he gave out too much, he doesn't have, of course, he should take from the other matzah and, you know, and have in mind, you know, that in case he needs it, you know, to be mashlim it, you know, with the other matzah. And we should also mention, the halacha is that you're not allowed to have anything after the afikoman. Let's say if you want anything before, you could have it as far as eating or drinking, but after the afikoman, you're not supposed to eat or drink anything except the two kosos, and water you're allowed. Which is a good point to bring up also. Do you have other times also, it's a good thing to mention, I would feel, that two things offhand as examples is that we have a similar thing, what? Let's say we know by Kiddush in general during the whole year, before Kiddush, is man Kiddush, you're not supposed to drink even water. You know, whereas Havdalah, you're allowed to drink only water. When he comes home, you know, you're not allowed to eat or drink. Only water is permitted. That's another place where you find a similar thing, which I'm going to get to. And also another place you find it in the morning, before davening. We all know, lechatchila, okay, chassidim, but let's say, you know, in general, lechatchila, you're not supposed to eat or drink before davening. But water, you're allowed to. And like the Reb Moshe held, you know, like coffee, tea is equal to water. You know, juice would not be equal to water. So what I want to bring with those things, it's true the whole year, same thing here also. We just said, after the afikoman, you're not allowed to eat or drink anything except the two kosos, which is part of the mitzvah of the night, plus water. And which goes into water is, if somebody would want tea or water or even soda, they would be permitted. But otherwise, you know, milk, juice is not the equal equated with water.
Okay. So is the same thing as water?
Soda, yes. Would be the Rosh Hashiva holds. Soda is also same as water. Yeah. But not juice. No. Or,
like water.
Excuse me? Juice, I understand what you mean. Yeah, but understood, yeah, but batal daita, you know. It's really more choshev. You know, I understand what you're saying. But the point is, you know what I'm saying, you know, if you think of it, you know, it's really, you know, basically a water, you know, if you know what I'm getting at, you know. Juice is a chashava, more of a chashava drink. In fact, now that you mention it, it also comes into a point would be chamar medina. You know, sometimes we don't have wine, so let's see what he can use for a chamar medina. See, this would also be true. Like sodas and this and that would not be, but it could very well be. You know, true, as far as juice, you know. But I'm saying, right, so I want to give it a step ahead, as far as, no machlek is that water is not chamar medina, or soda. Coca-Cola, yeah. I know, but I'm saying the Rosh Hashiva held that, no, that the soda, as far as here anyway, water content, you know, true. Chamar medina, we're getting into more differences of opinion.
So if you hold
true.
A Coca-Cola, then you can't drink it before...
Oh, I see. No, there could be a difference that what? That even though Chama Medina-wise, it's considered Chama Medina because they consider it Choshev, as far as that, could maybe, I'm saying, there could be Mechalek as far as, you know, having, as far as, because like what's one at a time? Loi Tzorchel Al Adam. It's not covered to drink, you know, something so choshev that before the, you know. So I could say, you know, if it's choshev for Chama Medina, it's choshev for that also. But ulai, you know, I'm just not, you know, I'm saying a suffix, there could be, you know, as far as that. But one thing for sure, you know, as far as the water content for the things I'm saying, without, then that's what the Rosh Hashiva holds, that the soda is equal, just like coffee and tea, which even the Mishnah Berurah brings down, you know, is the equivalent, you know.
Can you put milk?
Milk, very good. So there, Rav Moshe held that you could put milk and sugar is on an equal level. The Mishnah Berurah is more machmir with that. That coffee without milk, you know, but Rav Moshe held, you know, that even with milk. Because again, you can understand that side also. I'm not taking away from Chavos Chaim, you know, but the point is that basically it's still, you know, coffee, you know, which is equivalent to more of water. Not, the milk won't change it that much, you know, even though I guess maybe some guys, 90% milk, you know, I've seen some people, that ain't hachanami. I think Rav Moshe would also say that he's drinking milk, not coffee anymore, you know, could be, you know. So that would be the point to remember with the Afikoman, like we're saying, right? Oh, so another point to remember is, this is a famous thing, you know, to lechatchila eat it before chatzos. So this, I didn't look at the calendar, but it comes with changing the clock. So it's one something. You'd have to look at the clock. Did anybody see it yet? Yeah. I was going to look at it, but I forgot to, you know, before coming here, you know. But chatzos will come out one something, you know. I'm not sure exactly, but so at least you have another hour then before we turn off the clock. It would be 12 something. But anyway, so lechatchila, you're supposed to eat that afikoman, everybody knows it, for chatzos. But the truth is, even more lechatchila, if you can, it's more difficult. But again, but lechatchila, the last kos is also, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, Ramah, lechatchila, that all the mitzvahs of the lightel of the night should be done before chatzos. Some hold that way. So if you want to be yaitzah, everyone, then even the fourth kos, if you can, be do before that one, whatever it is, of chatzos time, you know. So that's the afikoman we said, tzofun, it's called tzofun because it's hidden, you hide it. And then barech is, of course, then the benching. And here's where you have the third kos over the benching. Even though a whole year you don't, if you're only one person, you wouldn't make on a kos, you know, unless a minion or three people, whatever. But on Seder night, they were mitzaken that even if you're one person, you have the coast on the benching on the coast of the third coast. And then we should mention, okay, Borech, right? That's on the third coast. And then Hallel. So after the third coast, that's when, and after the benching, you made the bracha. And again, it should be leaning on the left side, lechatchila. And then, of course, you have with the Kos Shel Eliyahu, that's above when the door's opening, and that's when also you're pouring the fourth Kos now, you know, getting ready for the Hallel. We should mention another thing I just remembered, you know, that actually remember in Dam Tzvadei Akina Marov Derve, you know, when, so there's different in Hagim, how to spill out the wine, with a finger or just spilling it out. So when you spill it out, the point is that it's brought down, you shouldn't, you know, start licking your finger, like a chila, you know. The kids, okay, you can't stop kids, you know, but an adult understands, you know, if that's the minig, it should not, you know, unless your minig is to pour out, you're not going to, well, some kids do, you know, like a dog, lap it up, but... But, you know, it's a dafka, not supposed, because they're makas, you know, one time given, like, because of ayin hara, you shouldn't. And so the point is, if you're taking it off, when are you filling it up? So I should mention, different minhagim, but one of the ones brought down, like in the Kol Dodi, is to fill it up when you get to Rabbi Gamliel. That at that point, we said, you call in the women, so whatever's missing from what you poured off, you should fill it up by Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, that I just brought it in now. You're not supposed to, right. Therefore, so I wanted to mention that now. And the same thing also, because it's from in Hagim, when to fill up the Kol Shel Eliyahu. That's what reminded me to mention that again. Some,
as Kol Dodi says, if you have a valid need, do it. But in case you don't, he brings the word to fill the Kos Eliyahu at the same time as Kos Shlishi. However, I've seen it done also at the beginning of the Seder and also right before Shafoch.
Hold the Kos during this Hallel, which is a little longer, of Hallel HaGadol and everything, till after you make the fourth Kos and Bracha on this Hallel is by Priya Gofen. That's the Hallel, and then like we said, that should also be done before Chatzos. And then Hallel, the last siman, number 15, is Nirtzah. Nirtzah literally means to favor. We ask, Hashem should favor all the mitzvahs halayla that we did in Mitzvah Hashem. So interesting enough, you see, in that last part, before you get into the Chagad, all those mirrors and everything that's brought down, Chasal, Sidu, Pesach, Yilchotzi, you have that Lashon, that it should be pleasing to Hashem, the Nirtzah, from what we're doing after we finish Baruch Hashem being Yotzu, all the mitzvahs of the Laila. And then all the other minhagim with the zmivitz and everything, interesting enough, is you could say, is one shot for sure, it's not just zmivitz, a thing like that, you're Yotzu with that, because the halach is, you know, just like we brought with you said in the Haggadah with the five rabbanim that were sitting till and talking about Yitzias and Mitzrayim till the morning. The truth is, there's another mitzvah, Kol HaMa'arba Areza Meshubach, to talk about miracles and of the night and everything, and to instill in the people that, you know, the chashivas of this mitzvah. So that's actually what we're doing with those mirrors, you know. And in this mirror, if you read it, you see, talking about that and thanking Hashem for the geula, you know. And the truth is also, one of the zmiris, you know, when you look at it, you know, it says b'chatzi halayla and everything. So if you notice, all those things mentioned are all the things in Tanakh. They mention many things in Tanakh that happened this same night in Pesach. You know, a special night, Leil Shemurim, you know, for all generations. Like Sancheriv was then, Avimelech and Chumash with the dream, with the, what we know from Rashi and Chumash, with Avraham Avinu, many things in Tanakh, the miracles that occurred, many miracles also occurred at this time also, you know, from the Tanakh. Belshazzar, you know, if you read it, you know, with his being killed at that night when he took out the Kli Beis HaMikdash, just like Avachashveyosh later on, Vashti, you know, was killed at that time also, you know, by the Suda, what they did with the Kli Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, like, it mentions those things, okay? Maybe just one quick one at the end, you know, as far as the Rabbi Gamliel of Vort, which I saw, which are like a mice of a little bit, but our Rega Lachas, on the Rabbi Gamliel we mentioned, Kolomer Shloom, 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 Shloom. So the question is, why Dafka D? Pesach Matzu Mari says. So why Dafka D's? So Rabbi Elias gives a beautiful shot. He says, because this is the essence of life. What does he mean? Because what is D symbolizing? Pesach is symbolizing freedom. Pesach, that taken out of Mitzrayim. Just like in any time you're taking out of the murder
that you did. The murder, Pesach Matzah murder. The murder is the opposite, you know, Achmanus on Golis, Saris, and everything. And of course, what causes that? Yitzhar and Yitzhatayif. You're doing the Yitzhar, the Abayus Chasu Shalom, that brings out the murder. But if you're doing the other way, so what is that? Matzah. Why Matzah beautifully he gives? Because the Gemara says that the Yitzhar is Zemel Yitzhar, Shabisa. When something is leavened, you know, rises, and that's basically what it is. When you rise, when your gaiva makes you listen to the Yetzer Hara, not the Yetzer Tov, you're rising above, so to speak, as if you're above what Hashem wants you to be. So when you're choosing that way, that's what's going to lead to the moral. Whereas Matzah is unleavened, not rising, subjugating, so to speak, your will to the Adnivis, which is a nigger of Amida, to do the Ritzein Hashem. And